Demonstrators gathered across from the state capitol Friday and later City Hall to protest the city and borough of Juneau's petition to annex portions of Admiralty Island. The draft petition proposes expanding Juneau's current boundaries by 1,400 square miles. It includes land surrounding Tracy Arm to the south and portions of the northern end of Admiralty Island. The Juneau Assembly approved those boundaries by a narrow vote in January 2018. Assistant City Manager Mila Cosgrove said it took the city a year and a half to get all of the application materials together. She says they're aware of Angoon's concerns, but have confidence in the process.
That's why the Local Boundary Commission exists. It's to assist neighboring areas to work out any differences of opinion about where those lines should be.
The city of Angoon has protested annexation from the beginning, calling it a land grab and saying it threatens indigenous subsistence practices and their role as the original stewards of Admiralty Island. The Angoon City Council passed a resolution Monday, once again stating its opposition. Angoon Mayor Joshua Bowen says he doesn't understand why CBJ is moving forward with annexation when the land already has some federal protections from development. Tlingit elders from Angoon traveled to Washington, D.C. in 1978 to lobby for those protections.
The attitude here is like, why do we have to keep fighting to protect this monument?
Sitka Representative Jonathan Christ Tompkins joined Friday's protest. His district includes Angoon, and he says he's working with the city to send a letter of opposition to the Local Boundary Commission. Christ Tompkins says aspects of CBJ's application, like the decision to exclude Funter Bay, where many Juneau residents own private cabins, likely won't be viewed sympathetically by the commission.
The legislature can disprove whatever the LBC puts forward, and I'll certainly be exercising that prerogative if it feels warranted.
The Local Boundary Commission will do an informal review of CBJ's petition before the final version is submitted. Once the commission completes its technical review, the petition will go to the legislature for approval. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.